Donald Trump meets GOP leaders to plot path to House majority in 2022. By Wendell Hasebo on June 11, 2021. Former President Donald Trump met with Republican leaders in Bedminster, New Jersey, Thursday to plot a path to win back the House majority in 2022. The Republican Study Committee's, RSC, Chairman, Representative Jim Banks, RID, and members of the caucus's leadership conferred with Trump about the committee's strategy for immigration and election integrity. "We talked for most of the time about the work that the Republican Study Committee is doing to define the agenda for the future course of the Republican Party, which is fighting for the Trump agenda," Banks told the New York Post. "We talked about our election integrity bill, the Save Democracy Act, which he was very supportive of, and we talked about what we've done to define immigration moving forward. We spent nearly 2 hours with President Trump, who's in great spirits," Banks continued. "We believe we take back the majority by focusing on the Trump agenda, and President Trump plays a big role in that," Banks continued. "He's obviously planning to go out and hit the road and campaign for candidates who share our vision, and we were excited to talk to him about that. I can say that members of our group are very encouraging, and if not encouraging him to run in 2024, encouraging him to continue to communicate with American people and engage with the American people," he said. According to one source in the room, Trump referred to the Indiana Republican as the new type of leader we need in the party, the Post reported. Banks told Breitbart News in February that what he is trying to do with the RSC is build a new conservative agenda. "What do I mean by that? A consensus conservative agenda that Republicans can rally around to refocus us again on the issues," he began to define. "At the same time, we have to recognize we are at a new moment in American politics where the traditional conservative platform of the Republican Party is shifting. It's changing. So it's a recognition of the moment that the traditional Reagan-era platform of the Republican Party has to adapt to what we've learned in the Trump era," he added.